Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike, 744 on this Wednesday morning. Walt Lindele in the studio this morning with Jane Letts from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties, and also Dean Moylanen, who will explain his existence in just a moment. Lean on in. Good morning. How are we doing?
Morning. Good morning, and how are you doing, Walt?
Well, we're doing okay, because actually there's a great thing happening this weekend that over the years we've talked about with you you guys. And Jane, we're talking a little bit about another great way to help out Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties, and have some fun doing it.
Exactly. This is the fourth year of the 80s Seen and Reheard event. And over the last 4 years, over about $5,000 has been raised for Big Brothers Big Sisters. So that's, it's a great way for people to come together during the summer and play some music and help out Big Brothers Big Sisters.
I remember when this all got started, it was sort of an idea that kind of combined sort of maybe reunions and getting together back in Marquette for the summertime to help out a good cause. It's hopped around from some different venues and whatnot, and doing that again this year, but that's what makes it fun, is you got a couple of nights going on. So tell us what's happening.
Okay, the first night is at the Dry Dock from 9 to 1. And there'll be a variety of bands there. And Dean, if you want to jump in and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we decided, you know, each year we try to get some new players involved. And this year at the Dry Dock, you'll have the Day Trippers. They're heavy on the John Lennon Beatles catalog, and that should be a lot of fun. You've got Greg Sandell, former bass player from Blind Ambition, in that group. Of course, Fast Eddie, a perennial, you know, Upper Peninsula, you know, blueser, rocker. He'll have the Fast Eddie's Blues Trust playing. And then we have, you know, Friday night's always a little more loosely put together, a lot of jamming going on. People come down and bring their guitars, sit in. So we'll have some jamming sessions going on later on in the evening. On Friday, you'll have members of the Crunch, Queen City Rockers, a variety of folks coming down to play. So that's a loose night, but a lot of fun as well.
And then Saturday, you move to the Ore Dock in downtown Marquette, which, of course, is a great venue for community-type events like this and a great place to play, and some other players then involved there as well.
Yeah, the Amnesians, who have a great local following. You know, Mark Hammery's been around for years. A lot of players who have been playing in a variety of bands are in that group, and they're doing really well lately, so they'll be there. The Crunch will open things up. They've been doing well lately as well. And then, of course, the Queen City Rockers couldn't make it in the usual quorum we like to have, so we decided to get members of three different bands into one band. Scott Kirtley from Blind Ambition is going to be doing some of the lead singing work. You'll have members of the Crunch, members of Queen City Rockers, Fast Eddie. So it's going to be a real patchwork quilt of music as well on Saturday night. We decided this year, because there's so many events happening in the Upper Peninsula, to move it up until late July. That way we weren't conflicting with all the other musical events going on. So we're hoping for a good turnout both nights.
Well, what it is it's really, I mean, there's all kinds of other things that are going on, but the way this times out in particular, going on in the evening, a lot of the things that are happening maybe this weekend in the area are daytime events, so folks will be looking for something to do. And if they've been longtime visitors to Marquette, they'll remember some of the guys and they'll come out and see them just for that reason.
You know, there'll be a lot of people in town for Art on the Rocks. Blueberry Fest, so come on down Friday night and Saturday night.
Jane Letts, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties, with us, and also Dean Moylanen, one of the musicians taking part in the Seen and Reheard 2014 this weekend. And, you know, Jane, it's a great cause to help out Big Brothers Big Sisters, and of course you'll also have information there, but like we just spoke with you a little while ago, you're always looking for bigs, and this is a good opportunity to find out a few bits of information.
Yeah, we always need big brothers and big sisters, especially on the west end of the county right now. In the Ishpeming, Nagani, on the west end of the county, we do have some boys waiting for a big brother. So if there's any folks out there that have a few hours that you can spare a month, give us a call at 475-7801 or go to our website, which is www.bbbsmqt.org.
And, of course, with this weekend, with all the information, or with all this going on, there'll be information available about Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Oh, yeah.
But really, the focus this weekend is on getting out, raising a couple of bucks, and having some fun with musicians getting back together again, some who haven't played together since maybe last year or even before that. And I know, Dean, that's something that's probably fun for you with, you know, you're based out in Vegas now. You're traveling, well, you're always on the road, but Vegas is where you're at now. And as you get back to Marquette, get a chance to play with some of the lads, so to speak. It's got to be fun that way a little bit.
Yeah, it really is, because I didn't realize until we got back together that I had a lot of great friendships in Marquette, in the music scene. Over the years, people grow up, move away, and then when we started doing these gigs again, it was a lot of fun, and you know, really reignited some close friendships and developed some new ones as well. Like, for example, the gig we're doing this weekend, I'm playing with people who I've known for a long time, but I've never played with until last night when we practiced. So it helps you grow personally as a musician, and as far as the friendships go, it's wonderful. You know, a lot of people behind the scenes too. You know, Ron Carnell was originally involved. He can't be here, but he still helped us out this year. Rick Bissonette, of course, Jane, of course, your radio station sponsorship. Mm-hmm. It all really helps to have a really successful event, and brings people together to really enjoy the music and just getting together and having fun.
Well, let's recap the weekend. What's coming up Friday and Saturday nights?
Okay, Dry Dock. We're going to have the Day Trippers, a great Beatles, John Lennon cover band, Fast Eddie's Blues Trust. You're probably going to see a set from the Wrecking Ball, mm-hmm. and some other people as well who want to come down and jam. Of course, that goes from 9 until 1. On Saturday night, it's the Ore Dock. We get started a little bit earlier, end up at around midnight. You're going to have the Crunge opening things up. You'll have the Amnesians, very popular local band, and then the Wrecking Ball, and a collection of all-star local players from back in the day will get together. So we're looking forward to two great nights. Again, if you're busy that both those days with local events, you know, take a little power nap, come on down and see us on Friday and Saturday.
I think that's a great piece of advice, and all of the proceeds that are raised will go to benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties. Dean Moylan in with us this morning, and Jane Lentz, thanks for your time. Good luck with the event, and we'll see you this weekend for sure.
Thanks, Walt.